live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
Great tasting food there, yeah, the Opie Chicken House. KVOE live and local. Good morning to you. We are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 728, 62 degrees on our way to 79 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Beacon for Hope Director Melissa Owen, previewing this weekend's Mad, Sad, Glad event, in fact, coming up on Saturday. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing all good so far. So how excited are you to have the kids at the Emporia Public Library here for Mad, Sad, Glad?
Oh, my goodness. We are super excited. We have so many additional activities and involvement this year from the community. We are stoked to get going for tomorrow.
And I remember, what was it, a couple of months ago when we talked about this last, you already had a pretty good list of activities that you were planning here for tomorrow. So mm-hmm. So what is on the activity list here, and what age groups are invited?
Okay, ages K through 5 is our target audience. But if you're a little older or a little younger, we encourage you to come too. But we're doing things like making different, coloring sheets that show how important you are, that you matter. We're doing things like a feelings jar where we have stickers to put on a sheet of paper for how you feel, to get kids talking about their feelings. We're also having a great involvement with Emporia State University's art therapy interns this year. So they're coming with their own different activities that they're doing to work one-on-one with kiddos as well. As well as doing this year, we're making these little worry dolls for individuals to take, so if they get scared, if they have anxiety, they can hang on to their worry doll.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
It's a lot of stuff right there. Huh?
Yeah.
Melissa, let me ask you here about really kind of what goes into kind of putting this kind of an activity list together before we start talking really about some of the things that you're, you know, the kind of demonstrating or kind of underpinning the need for an event like this. What kind of goes into getting something like this with that range of activities planned?
We really kind of brainstorm as a team as to how can we reach more kids in a positive way to make it a safe space for them to identify their emotions, as well as maybe start the conversation at home. So we kind of think of fun, hands-on activities that kiddos can do that really express themselves. Because, you know, K through 5, it's hard to find the words for what you're feeling, but you can express it in a drawing, in a coloring, or in stickers, because we have emoticon stickers, too, that have all the different faces as well. As well as having resources available for parents and guardians to help facilitate the conversation about feelings with their kiddos, coping skills that they can utilize, self-care tips for, you know, their young ones who might be dealing with mental wellness issues already in life.
Well, Melissa, how did the partnership with the Emporia Public Library get developed?
Actually, one of my board members worked there at the time, and so she just presented it to Lori at the time there in the children's library, and she was very supportive. They have been amazing at being a support. They have a whole section about mental health for kids in that age range, so they're really involved in trying to, you know, make mental health a priority, I feel like, for our young population that we have here, and so they really jumped on board to help to be part of it.
Speaking of that here, Melissa, what are you seeing here about youth mental health as a priority? Because I think for, I would say, probably a good solid 15 to 20 years, or at least since I've moved down here, it seems like adult mental health, or for, you know, maybe extension, upper teenage years, mental health has been a priority. What about for these age kids?
I think we're seeing a vast increase for a need for the focus on kids' mental health from this age range. And I think it's great that we're finally identifying that and really speaking out that, yes, we notice early in kids this age, starting at the age, you know, of 5 or 6, that there are mental illness, you know, mental wellness, you know, might be some suicidal ideation there already, and that we need to address it early. Because if we have activities like this, if we're speaking openly about it, then that can help prevent a crisis later in life.
So when do activities begin tomorrow at the library, Melissa?
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, and yes. They go until what, 4:30?
4:30, yes.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll bring Melissa back on here next week because we'll be talking a little bit more about kind of the combination between Beacon for Hope and also Bloomhouse Youth Services with the Dump Suicide event coming up May 18th. So much more coming here with Beacon for Hope activities, and that'll be on our Talk of Emporia next week. But Melissa, anything else you wanted to add about Mad, Sad, Glad here for tomorrow?
We just, you know, don't be afraid of the rain. It looks a little rainy tomorrow, but we'll be inside where it's dry, and it'll be a really fun time.
Well, thanks for your time, Melissa. We appreciate
Thank
it as
you.
Always. Yeah,
you bet.
All right, have a good weekend. Melissa Owen with Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention joining us here on our Newsmaker segment today. We do have Wednesday's Newsmaker 720 tentatively open. That likely will be filled up here by lunchtime here today. So we are looking now towards the middle of May, and, well, most of our dates are open at this point in time. So if you have an event, you have an activity that you want highlighted on our morning show, call us at 620-342-1400, or you can just email us, kvue@kvue.com. Monday, we'll be joined by representatives of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, specifically looking at a food drive for the Adult Services Department.
And Chuck, our newsmaker, primetime newsmaker, brought to you this morning by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 734, 62 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Experience the thrill of the fairway like never before at the Emporia Recreation Center's Indoor Golf Simulator.